Hey everybody, welcome to the Valley Outdoors. We got Don in the house.
I'm here.
Ava's here.
I'm here as well.
I'm here. I'm Eric. We are going to bring you one of the most fantastic broadcasting shows in the sports world you've ever experienced in your life. And how do I know that, Don?
I have no idea.
Cool stuff. We're going to talk about some coolers today. I thought it might be appropriate.
Okay.
We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in a survey coming out of Michigan regarding hunting. And we're also going to be looking at a lot of cool things, but one is going to be talking ice out. We're going to have a little conversation about that.
Sure.
And a whole ton more when we return. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Good morning, Don and Ava. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great.
Doing good.
Fantastic. I know I look at outside and not that we want to be weather specific, because sometimes the show plays at different times, different places, but we've got a stretch here that looks like it's going to be damp. Rain.
Temperature's improving, though.
Temperature's improving, stabilizing.
Yes.
Stabilizing, which I prefer rather than 92 degrees and then X amount of time below that. But I think when I'm looking at what our next step in the outdoor progression as it goes into spring is ice out.
Well, yeah, and that you know, happens at various times. Especially, I mean, we're in Minnesota, you know, and I mean, it's the same all across the Midwest, depending upon what latitude you're at.
Yeah, exactly.
But
exactly.
I think she's going to be late this year for some reason. And, you know, I think it's going to be an issue in the northern part of our state anyway, probably in a few of the others.
Our state being Minnesota, where we broadcast from, but we love to obviously pull out stories from all different parts of the Midwest. I think, good point, Don, and I think you and I talked a little bit about it off air. When you're looking at that latitude, it's going to be the same across if you're, we're talking about International Falls or Lake of the Woods, it's going to be equal to Devil's Lake. We're looking more towards the middle of the state. That's more towards the Sakakawea, Sharp category, Wahi kind of thing. And, you know, so you've got a lot of different similarities across the Midwest. I do have to laugh, though, when you're looking at a week and a half ago, I was at Montana, and we got a foot and a half of snow.
Oh, yeah.
So
altitude has something to do with
really
it, too.
It really does.
Yeah.
It really does. But the story comes out from the DNR, various points in the area. Of course, one of the bigger lakes in the Midwest is Lake Mille Lac, as far as going on a fishing opener. They say that Agate Bay this last week showed that the Mille Lac ice is in peril. Not people, the ice. It looks like that the delayed ice out in northern Minnesota is going to be happening by May 13th. It should happen most everywhere, which is pretty cool, meaning it's going to be out by the opener, I should say. Fishing opener in Minnesota is the 13th. Things are looking up. Ice out progression across the state and the region is definitely working its way north. And I think, obviously, with the number of cooling days we had this year, it was pretty extensive as far as how much ice there was. A couple of stories coming out of Black Duck. Timberline Sports and Tackle said a lot of people are getting nervous. They hope to be ice-free by this coming weekend. And Upper Red, just up the road from Black Duck, could also be one that's going to have an ice out. Green Lake, more of the central part of the state, was nearly ice-free end of last month, but not completely. So that's going to be get some reports there.
They should be fine for the opener.
Yeah. One of the things that's important when it comes to this time of year, too, is are you able to get live bait? Minnows, that can be difficult because you have to trap them. And it looks like that should be a good thing this year as opposed to past years, which is kind of a bit of a problem. Wind has helped a lot in breaking up the ice and pushing it. I saw a lot of photos from Mille Lacs. I don't know if you saw those, Don, but
I've seen some satellite photos, and for the most part, your larger lakes, from what you could see via satellite, is the northern maybe quarter of the lake had some opening to it. So then if the wind picks up, that can help move that around. And same thing up in Lake of the Woods, I understand the big lake, Traverse Bay.
Yeah, there's a lot of similar, lot of key things.
That's starting to open, but...
And I think across the state, they basically said it mirrors somewhat what it was last year. Southern Minnesota was about a week behind, and going on that route, I know that all the way up north into Cab and that area, a little questionable. But historical perspective, consider Lake Mille Lacs earlier this last week, ice out was yet to happen. According to Climatology Office, the median ice out date is April 25th. Earliest ice out occurred 26th of March 2012, and the latest was May 16th, in 2013. This year, several states saw several latest ice outs recorded, and Mille Lacs ice out records date back to 1950. Cold winters obviously experienced in 2013 have helped that record scenario. And the last couple of months, you know, obviously it depends on how late we get the cold like we had. For the record, Lake Vermilion median ice out dates April 30th. The latest ice out date was May 23rd. They say the DNR says delayed ice out is having effects on the walleye egg take operations through when the nets are set. You know, obviously, they can't get the nets out. And should be a rather interesting period of time because everybody gets a little anxious when they plan their trips to go up north. And I know last year I was going to do a charity trip up to Cab and
an opener
for veterans. Yeah,
yeah.
I couldn't do it.
Take your skis along. Take your cross country skis along.
Yeah, well, they had to cancel that event so.
Last year, and yeah. I'm guessing this year too. I'm thinking that there's still a fair amount of snow on the ground up that way.
Yeah, no, there definitely is, and I'm not a big fan of pushing the old Vexus out onto the ice floe.
Right.
There's ice fishing, and then there's ice fishing.
Right. One's in a boat, and one's not.
Yeah. The only other fishing for ice is fishing for a cube out of your beverage that you're going to have, whatever that might be.
Right.
That's.
It looks like going next week, though, that the temperatures are going to warm up during the day anyway.
Yep.
So.
And the warm rain helps, too. We got rain forecast the whole week.
Yep.
Hope your weekend is not a washout, as it's saying there's going to be some of that stuff going on. But, hey, tell you what, hang tight, guys. We're going to talk about best coolers in the country, things that you should buy for your use, because we're going to target what things are important to you. And talk about a Michigan survey regarding hunting. Hang tight.